Brachos Yerushalmi corresponding to Brachos Bavli, Daf Yud Zayin. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Tes Amud Aleph at the Mishnah. Rochatz Laila HaRishon Shemesa Ishtei. Rabbi Gamliel bathed on the first night after his wife passed away. Amu Lai Tamidav Limatenu Rabbeinu Sha'avel Asar Uchaitz. His Tamidin said to him, "You taught us that a mourner may not bathe for 7 days." Amu Lahen Eni Kasha Kol Adam Istanis Ani. Rabbi Gamliel said, "I'm an exception. I am an istanis," meaning that not bathing causes me pain. And the Gemara says, "Man Tana Avel Asar Uchitza Kol Shiva Rabbi Nosson." Who is Atana who holds that an Avel may not bathe for all 7 days? It's Rabbi Nosson. Rabbi Ami Havale Uvda V'Shal V'Vechir Ba'Aba V'Hoyile Kol Shiva Rabbi Nosson. An episode occurred to Rabbi Ami, meaning that he became a mourner, and he asked Rabbi Vechir Ba'Aba, and who ruled for him to forbid bathing all 7 days like Rabbi Nosson. Rabbi Yossi Havale Uvda, we should say V'Shalach L'Rabbi Abba Ba'Koyen V'Gavi Rabbi Acha. An episode occurred with Rabbi Yossi, and he sent Rabbi Abba Bar Koyim to ask Rabbi Acha. Amalei loikein alfech Rabbi Ami havelei uvda v'shal Rabbi Shlokish v'hoyilei k'Rabbi Nosson kol shiva. Rabbi Acha said, "Didn't your Rebbe teach you that a case occurred and Rabbi Ami asked Rabbi Shlokish and he ruled for him like Rabbi Nosson to forbid all 7 days?" Amalei dilma train uvdin inun anan amilei al Rabbi Chia Bar Abba v'asan amilei al Rabbi Shlokish. Rabbi Abba Bar Koyim said, "Perhaps there were two different episodes. We say that Rabbi Chia Bar Abba ruled for him like Rabbi Nosson, and you say Rish Lakish." V'oid min ador Rabbi Chama avoid Rabbi Oshia havelei uvda shalu rabbonim ba'asun. Rabbi Acha said that also we learn from the case of Rabbi Chama, the father of Rabbi Oshia, he had a case in Asr rabbonim and they forbade it. Rabbi Yosi boy elain rabbonim dehacha irabon derumia. Rabbi Yossi said, "Which Rabbanon forbade it? Is it the Rabbanon here or the Rabbanon of the south?" In Tema Rabbanon de Hocha Nicha, in Tema Rabbanon de Rumia, Rav Ravaya Koimei Vuhu Shal Zeraya. If you say that it was Rabbanon here, that's fine, but if you say that it was Rabbanon of the south, there were great Chachomim in front of him, and he asked the lesser Chachomim. In Tema Rabbanon de Rumia, Inun Sharian Ve'inun Asun. Also, if you say that it was Rabbanon of the south, they permit and they forbid. Tani Mokum Shinagul Achitz Acha Hamita Machitzin Vedoim Machitzin. Because the Baisa says, in a place where the custom is to bathe after the burial, we bathe. In the south, we bathe. Means even if you all say that they knew that it were in Rabbi Chama's place we don't bathe, they should have said it depends on the local custom. Why do they say the dumb comment, "It is forbidden"? And Rabbi Yossi Babun, Mishahu Mate Esarachitza Hazois Oisa Oisa Kachida Vishtia. Rabbi Yossi Rav Avon said that one who permits this bathing, he makes it like eating and drinking. And also some forbid bathing for pleasure, but bathing not for pleasure, all agree that it's permitted. This is like the case of Shmuel Bar Abba. Sores came upon him, they went and asked Rabbi Yossi if he may bathe. He told them, "If he will not bathe, he will be pained. If he wants, it's permitted even on Tisha B'Av and even on Yom Kippur for the same reason." Rabbi Yossi, Rav Hanina, Ro Oisai Toivel, Im Lekiroyev Layadin, Im Lahaker, Gufai, Shein Rechitzis, Seinen, Rechitza Layadin. Rabbi Yossi, Rav Hanina was seen immersing during his Avelis. They didn't know whether it was for a seminal emission or to cool his body, because bathing in cold water is not bathing for pleasure, that is forbidden. Hoi Rabbi Abba Kahin Tanya. There's a baisa in Tanis in the first parak that teaches that if one was going to his Rebbe or daughter and he passed through a sea or river, he's not concerned. If his feet became dirty, he may immerse them in water without concern. Rabbi Abba ruled like this baisa. Hoi Rabbi Acha Baba Min Aderech V'Hoi Raglav Keis Olav Shemuta Lahritzim B'Mayim. Rabbi Acha ruled that one who came from the road and his feet were hurting him, he may wash them in water. Tani Avel Umanuda Shahayu Maholkim Baderech Mutorim Ben Ilas Asandum. Like Shiovo Elaia Yachloitzu Vechem Tishabav Vechem Tanis Sibyl. Advisor teaches that if an Avel or a Manuda, which is one who is excommunicated, was walking on the road, he is permitted to wear shoes. When he comes to the city, he removes them. The same applies to Tishabav and to a public fast due to the lack of rain. Tani b'makom shenagu l'shol, avelim b'shabbos shaylim u'vedorim shaylim. Advice the teachers in a place where the custom is to greet, meaning giving shalom to avelim on Shabbos, we greet. In the south, we greet. V'yoyishe uba azal l'chad asa, l'chaza evlaye b'shuvse b'shal b'ayin amaloin, an ani eini yodeya minik m'kaimchem el shalom aleichem k'minik m'kaimenu. So the Yehoshua Rabba went to one place, he saw Avinim on Shabbos and greeted them. He said, I don't know the custom of your place, but rather I give Shalom to you like the custom of our place. Rabbi Yossi b'chalaftam shabech b'dur meyeh, koi mesi poiroi, adam godul, adam kodesh, adam sanua. Rabbi Yossi b'chalaftam was praising Rabbi Meyeh in front of the people of Sipoiri. He's a great man, he's a holy man, and he's a modest man. Chad man chama avilaye b'shubsa b'shalboin amalei ahein, that Masni Shavchei Amaloin Ma'eskei. Once the mayor saw Avinim on Shabbos and he greeted them. They said to Abyesi, what, you praise this man? He asked, what did he do that makes you say so? Amalei Chama Avilaya Meshubsa V'Shalboin. Amaloin Boy Osun Meida Mo Chele Balaideachem She'ein Avol B'Shabbos. They said, he saw Avinim on Shabbos and he greeted them. Abyesi told them, you need to know what is his greatness. He came to teach you that there's no Avelus on Shabbos. Hadadichsiv, Bechas Hashem hi ta'asheh zu bechas Shabbos, v'le Yosef atzev ima zu avelus, k'ma d'tema ne'etzav ha'melech al b'nai. The source says the pasuk in Mishlei per Yud Pasuk Chof Beis, that the blessing of Hashem is wealth. This refers to the blessing of Shabbos, and sadness will add nothing to it. This is referring to avelus, as it says in Shmuel Beis Perek Yud Tef Pasuk Gimel, and the king was saddened over his son. We come now to the next Mishnah. When Rav Gamliel's slave Tavi died, he accepted consolation for him. His student said, "You taught us that we don't accept consolation for slaves." Rav Gamliel says, "Tavi, my slave, was not like other slaves; he was proper." The Gemara says, "Ha, b'nei chayrim achirim mekablim tanchumim aleihem." The Gemara asks, well, the Mishnah teaches that we don't accept consolation for slaves, but do we accept consolation for free people who are unrelated? The text of our Mishnah should say one does not accept consolation for his slaves. Tani Rabbi says that a case occurred in which Rabbi Eliezer's maidservant died, and his Talmidim entered to console him, and he didn't accept them. He entered the chatzah, the courtyard, to avoid being in front of them, and they entered after him. He entered the house, and they entered after him. Amalehen, Tamaduma hayisi sha'atem nichrim b'poishrim v'iyatem nichrim afil v'oishrim. But as I said, I thought you would be scolded through warm water, means not to follow me, and you're not even scolded through hot water when I almost explicitly tell you not to. They said, we don't accept consolation for slaves because they are considered like an animal. If we don't accept consolation for free strangers, all the more so for slaves. If one slave or animal died, you should tell him Hashem should replace your loss. Kabel Mishlokish Iluya Dahabarabi. When Rabbi Chiya Rav Ada Bar Ava, the nephew of Bar Kapora, passed away, Mishlokish accepted consolation because Mishlokish was his Rabbi. Neima Talmide de Bar Nasha Chaviv Aleh Kibri. We can infer that a person's student is dear to him like his own son. Al Vipate Iluya Pedi Yored Laganai La Rugas Abrisim La Rois Paganim La Sucha El Adoidi Yored Laganai Mai Le'oith Paganim. Mishlokish entered and applied to him the pasuk in Shir Hashirim, Peg Vav pasuk Beis. My beloved has gone down to his garden, to the spice beds, to graze in the gardens. It should have said Le'oith Paganai, to graze in his garden. What's Le'oith Paganim, to graze in his garden's plural? Doidi ze'akodesh Baruch Hu, Yor Leganai ze'ha'olam, La'arug ha'zavisem Eli Yisrael. Le'oith Paganim Eli Umas Ha'olam, Melokot Shoshanim Eli Sa'asadikim. The Gemara answers that Doidi is referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yerod Laganai is this world, La'arugas Abosim refers to Yisrael, Le'oith Paganim are the other nations, and V'lokot Shoshanim, the end of the Pasuk, are the Sadikim, that he removes them from amongst us. Moshla Moshla Madara Doime Lemech Shahayulai Ben Vayacharalav Yosemidai Ma'asa Melech Natale Paldes. They give a parable for this. It's like a king who had a son and he was very dear to him. What did the king do? He planted an orchard. Vashashaya Ben Aiso Ritzoyne Shel Aviv Hayamachse Vachala Olam Kuloi Veroye Even the Tir Yafe Vailam Venota Basich Paldesi. When the son did the father's will, he would go around the entire world and see what nice sapling there is in the world and plant it in the orchard. When the son angered his father, he cut all the saplings. So when Yisrael do Hashem's will, he goes around the entire world and sees which tzaddik there is amongst the nations and brings them and clings them to Yisrael, like Yisroi and Rachav. When Yisrael angers Hashem, he removes the tzaddikim from amongst them. The Lama Rechia ba'aba v'chavotei ve'is demarin of Yosi be v'chalafta v'chavotei ve'is demarin of Akiva v'chavotei have yasin a'i b'orisa by raisa t'chois had the ta'ina v'havamara the ta'inisa courage for lakit la'v'chol yom. A case occurred with Rabbi Chiya bar Abba and his colleagues, and some say it was Rabbi Yosi ben Chalafta and his colleagues, and some say it was Rabbi Kiva and his colleagues. They were sitting and engaging in Torah under a fig tree. The owner of the tree rose early and took figs from it every day. Amrin, Shemehu Choshdeinu, Nachleif et Mokemenu, Namacha Asya Mara, De Ta'anisa, Gavon, Amaloin, Maraya, Af Chada Mitzah, Dehavithan, Nehigin, Va'avdin, Ami, Menausuni, Measunamini. They said, perhaps he suspects us, we'll switch our place. Later, the owner of the tree came to them and said, my masters, even the one mitzvah that you did with me, the merit that you learned under my tree, you've withheld it from me. Amulei, Amin, Zilma, Da'achshadlan. They told him, we said that perhaps he suspects us. But Safra, Asim, Mudad, Yasoin, Zorcha, Lavachama, Vitliu, Te'inusei, Ba'isa, Shah, Amru, Bal, Natena, Yedea, Emasai, Oinasa, Shalte'ena, Lelkait, Ba'ayal, Lekta. In the morning, he wanted to show them that he didn't suspect them, and therefore he didn't pick early in the morning, and he came to inform them of this, and the sun rose and shone, and his figs became wormy. Then they said, the owner of the tree knows the time of his tree, when to pick it, and he picked it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows the time of Sadiqim to remove them from this world, and he removes them. Kad Damech Rabun Bach Rabchia Al Vizeir Vifte Eluya Masuka Shnasa Eved When Rabun Barachia passed away, Rabbi Zeir rose and applied to him the pasuk of Masuka Sheinas Ha'Eved, the sleep of the worker is sweet. It doesn't say whether he sleeps a little or a lot. Rather, it says Im Ma'at V'Im Harbe Yochel, whether he eats a bit or eats a lot. It doesn't mention how much he sleeps. Lama Haya Rabun Barachia Doime LaMelech She'esch. What did Rabun Barachia resemble? He was like a king who hired many workers, and there was one worker, and he was exceedingly skilled in his work. What did the king do? He took him and strolled with him, long walks and short walks. That night, those workers came to take their wages. The king gave to that worker his full wage together with them. The other workers were complaining and saying, we worked the entire day, and this one worked only 2 hours, and he gave to him his full wage. The king told them, this one toiled in 2 hours more than you toiled the entire day. And so Rabun toiled in Torah in the 28 years that he lived, more than a proficient Chacham can learn in 100 years. When Rav Simon Bar Zvid died, Rav Laya rose and said about him, there are four metals needed in the world, and all of them, if they're lost, they have replacements. And he quoted from a pasuk Pasuk in Eiv, in Perkov Ches, Skim Aleph and Beis, the silver has a mine, and gold has a place where it's refined, iron is taken from earth, and copper is smelted from stone. Ila im avdo yesh lehem chalifen, aval tamid chacham shemeis, mimei bilanu chalifasai, mimei bilanu timorasai, v'chacham ayam timotsei, v'eivim mokra im bina, v'neem im enei, v'enei kol chai. These things, if they're lost, they have replacements. But a chacham who died, who's going to be his replacement? Who will bring him in place of him? And he quoted Tzukim, also in Eoy Pek, Chofches, first in Pasuk Yud Beis, where it says, but wisdom, where will it be found, and where is the place of understanding? And then quoting Pasuk Chofalat over there, it's hidden from the eyes of all the living. Am Rabbi Levi, ma im achi Yosef al shemotza metzir yotza libam dechsiv v'yotza libam anu shabadnu es Rabbi Simon bar Zavid al achas kam v'chama. Rabbi Levi said Yosef's brothers, because they found a metzir, means they found the money in their sacks that had been put there in order they could be framed, then they were terrified, as it says v'yotza libam, we lost Rabbi Simon bar Zavid, all the more so we should be terrified. Kadamech Rabbi Levi bar Sisi al avoy de Shmuel v'efter eluya When Rabbi Levi bar Sisi died, Shmuel's father arose and said about him the pasuk in Koheles, Perek Yud Beis, pasuk Yud Gimel, the end of the matter, everything having been heard, fear God. Lama haya Levi ben Sisi doimer lemelech shoyo lekerem v'haya b'meir gefonim v'haya oisos kol shona v'shona meir chavye shoyayin amad al chamishim, amad al aboim, amad al shloshim, amad al esrim, amad al efer, amad al echad. What did Levi ben Sisi resemble? He was like a king who had 100 vines, and each year they made 100 barrels of wine. They were reduced to 50 vines, they were reduced to 40, they were reduced to 30, to 20, and to 10, and they were reduced to 1, and they produced 100 barrels. That one vine was very dear to him, like the entire vineyard, so to Rabbi Levi bar Sisi was dear to Hashem, like all people. And again he quotes in that pasuk in Koheles Perk Yud Beis Pasuk Yud Gimel, for this is the entire man. Kahana hava oilam sagin katsalik lahocha chamsei chad bar pachin. Amalei ma kala bishmaya, amalei goza dine dahugava michtam v'chen habasle. Kahana was young and very wise. When he ascended to hear to Eretz Yisrael, an empty person saw him and said to him, what voice did you hear in Shemayim? Rav Kahana pained of Yerichanan, he died and he was revived. He said there was a final verdict against that man, means against you, and so it happened to him that that man died. And he would deserve to die because he had upset Rav Kahana by reminding him of his past troubles. Another empty person encountered and saw Kahana and said to him, what voice did you hear in Shemayim? He said there was a final verdict against that man, and so it happened to him as well. Amma ma slikis mezake va'ana echte ma slikis de miktala b'nei ar di yisol nezo v'nechusli minha de slikis. Kahana said, why did I ascend to here to merit in Torah? I'm sinning. Did I come to kill the people of Eretz Yisol? I'll go and descend back to Bavel from where I ascended. Asa legavi Rabbi Yochanan amalei bar Nash de imei mevassalei
He came to Rabbi Yochanan and said, one whose mother disgraces him and his father's wife honors him, so where should he go? He only hinted to his intent to return to Bavel. Rabbi Yochanan said he should go to where they honor him. Kahana descended to where he came from. They told Rabbi Yochanan that Kahana had gone descended back to Bavel. Ama man have a mezale de la mesa vashusa, amile hahu milsa de amalach who have a nitin vashus today. Rabbi Yochanan said, does he go without getting permission? They told him the matter that he said to you, that that was his reception of permission. Rabbi Zeru kad salik lahacha azal akiz dam azal bai mizbun chad a litra de kupet min tavcha amile de kama hadain litrasa amile vachamshin minai vachad kosam. When Rabbi Zeru ascended to here, to Eretz Yisrael, he went and let blood. He wanted to buy a litre of meat from a butcher. He asked, how much is a litre? And the butcher said, it's 50 manye, which is coins, and one hammer blow. Amalei savlach shisin v'lei kabel elui, savlach ayin v'lei kabel elui, savlach pei, savlach tzadik, ademata neya, v'lo kabeluya amale avid kuminageich. Rabbi Zeira said, take 60 and don't hit me. But the butcher didn't agree. He said, take 80, take 90, until he reached 100, and he didn't consent. So he said to the butcher, do like your custom. At night, he entered the Beit Medrash and he said to Rabbanon, what is this evil custom that one cannot eat a litter of meat until they beat him with a hammer blow? Amalei, Ramahu Dena, Amalein, Palantavcha, Shalchun Bai, Meisise, Vashchun, Aroina, Nafka. They said to him, who did this to you? And he said, it was Pliny the butcher. They wanted to bring the butcher to punish him, but it was found that his coffin was coming. Amalei, Rebbe Kohachin, Amalei Vayesi, Eloye, Dole Kaasis Eloye, the Savris, the Minhaga came. They said to Rabbi Zeira, so much you were angry with him that you caused his death. And Rabbi Zeira said, punishment should come upon me if it's not true that I wasn't angry with him. I thought this is the custom over here. Rabbi Yasser Katsalik, Lahacha Azol, Sapa, Bai Masche, Bahen de Musin de Tiveria. Pagabe, Chad, Leitzan, Viavle, Pukadal, Chad, Amalei Adkadoin, Unkase, Dahu Gavra, Rafia. When Rabbi Yosef ascended to here, he went to a barber and wanted to bathe in the bathhouse of Tiveria. A scoffer entered, encountered him, and hit him on the neck with a stick. Rabbi Yosef said, the necklace around your neck is too soft. Vahava Alkuna Koim de Inchad Listim, Vahazal Kamle Gochich Kol Kable. A judge was judging a bandit. The scoffer went and was laughing at him. Amalei Alkuna Man Hava Imach Tale Inuya Vahama de Hava Gochich. Amalei Ahin de Gochich Hu Ami Nasve Vedani Udile Ad Al Chad Katel. The judge said to the bandit, who was with you? He put his eyes on the scoffer and saw that he was laughing. He said, this one who's laughing, he was with me. They judged him and he admitted that he killed somebody. Menafkin, Travayan, Te'inin, Tautin, Shirin, Mindav, Yasa Mascha, Amaleahu, Unkasa, Dahavas, Rafia, Kavar, Shinatz. When the two were taken out, carrying two beams to hang them on, Rav Yossi came from bathing. The scoffer said, the necklace that was soft has strengthened, means your words will be fulfilled, and I'm going to be strangled. Amalei, Bish Gadadar Hu Gavra, the Velexiv, Va'ata, Altiflitsu, Penyachsku, Mosrechem. Rav Yossi said, your bad muzzle causes, not your insult to me. Isn't written in the Pasuk in Ishai Pek Chofres, Pasuk Chofbeis. And now, don't scorn, lest your pains become strong. Or hear it me, lest your ties become strong. Rav Pinchas of Yirmiyah b'shem Rav Shmuel, Rav Yitzchak Kashihi, Halitzana Shetchilasa Yisurim, V'Seif V'Klaya. Rav Pinchas, quoting Rav Yirmiyah, said, quoting Rav Shmuel Rav Yitzchak, said, scoffing is harsh, it begins with afflictions and it ends with destruction. Tchilasa Yisurim, Tichsiv Ata Artisleitzu, Penyechsku Moisreichem, V'Seif V'Klaya Tichsiv, Kikala Nechvatza Shomati Me'ith Hashem Tzirokoyis Al Kol Ha'aretz. Its beginnings are afflictions, as it says in now, do not scorn, lest your pains become strong. And its end is destruction, as the prophet continues, for a complete destruction have I heard from Hashem, the God of hosts, upon the entire land. And we come now to the final Mishnah in the Perek. Chosen imoitza lekoyis v'shema b'alayla harishon koyre. If a chosen wants to say Shema on the first night of his marriage, he may. Rishim Gamliel oimer lekoyis letol loy et Hashem yitol. Rishim Gamliel said, not everyone who wants to take the name of Hashem and show himself to be meticulous in mitzvahs may do so. The Gemara says, Tani kol davar shu shel tza'a kol haroitza la'aseis ad tzma yochid oise. Tamen chochem oise v'tova le'bracha. The Gemara brings from Abai, any matter of pain, anyone who wants to consider himself to be an individual, to fast the first optional fast due to a lack of rain, he may do so. And anyone who wants to consider himself to be a chochem and not do malacha on Tisha B'Av may do so and he will be blessed. Kol davar shu shel shevach kol haroitza la'aseis ad tzma yochid oise. Tamen chochem oise elemkein mino oise panos la'tzibol. Any matter of praise, not everyone who wants to consider himself to be an individual, such as reciting Shema on the first night of the marriage, may do so, and not everyone who wants to consider himself to be a chacham may do so unless he was appointed a leader over the civil. Tani, mistalkin, estadin, mifnei yisedos drachim, urishar, shumishtakeh, afilu besadeh, shimaleh, kurkumin. The Bais says one may go in fields to the side of the road due to a peg, which is protrusion from the ground when it's dry, and it's hard to walk on the road. When he sinks in cavities in the road, he may go even in a field full of saffron. Amar Yabo, Maaseh v'Gamliel v'Yeshua, Shehi b'Derech, V'Hayi Mistalkin, Mistadim, Mipnei Yisedos Drochim, V'Ro'u Es Rav Yehuda ben Pappus, Sheha Mishtakeh Uva Kenegdam. Yabo said that a case occurred in which Rav Gamliel and Rav Yeshua were on the road, and they went to the side due to the pegs. they saw Rabbi Yehuda ben Papa sinking into the cavities on the road and coming towards them. And Rabbi Gamliel Rabbi Yeshua, mi hu zeh shemar atzmei be'etzba. Rabbi Gamliel said to Rabbi Yeshua, who is this who blatantly shows himself to be more stringent than the halacha? And Rabbi Yehuda ben Papa su shekol ma'aseh l'shem shemayim. Rabbi Yeshua said, if Rabbi Yehuda ben Papa, all his actions are for the sake of heaven. Wasn't it taught that any matter of praise, not everyone who wants to consider himself to be an individual may do so, and not everyone who wants to consider himself to be a chacham may do so unless he was appointed a leader of the civil? Rabbi Yeshua said, but wasn't it taught that any matter of pain, anyone who wants to consider himself to be an individual may do so. Anyone who wants to consider himself to be a chacham may do so, and he'll be blessed. Rabbi Zera said, this is only if he does so covertly and does not do so in front of others who are not stringent and disgrace others. The Lama, Rabbi Maisha, Rabbi Shmuba, Rabbi Yitzhak, Rabbi Yassin, Achlin, Vachadam, and Elaine, Kanishta, Aliasa, Asas, only said, the Selusa, Vakam, Rabbi Shmuba, Rabbi Yitzhak, Metzliya. A case occurred in which Rav Maisha and Rav Shmuel Rav Yitzchak were sitting and eating in a room for visitors near Eid Beis Knesset. The time to pray came, Rav Shmuel Rav Yitzchak got up to pray. Amalei Rav Maisha leken alfen Rebbe im hischilo im hasikin. Rav Maisha asked, didn't Rebbe teach us that if they began, they don't interrupt, you don't have to stop your meal in order to be able to pray? V'tani chizke kom mishu potter medava v'oifer nikra hedjet. And chizke taught a brisa that anyone who is exempt from something and does it, he's called a commoner. Amalei V'ha taninan chosen potter chosen imoitze. Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak answered, well, our Mishnah teaches that a chosen is exempt, but if he wants, he may recite. Amalei should say, V'lav Rav Shmuel Gamliel tani l'kalawetze litter v'shem yitol. But Maisha said back, didn't Rav Shmuel Gamliel teach not everyone who wants to take the name of Hashem may do so? Amalei yochil ana potter kom gamliel to gamliel oma eini shemel lachem levatom emeni marchus shemayim. Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak answered, I can say that the first Tana holds that Rabbi Gamliel, who said that I don't heed you to be mevatel myself from accepting all Malchus Shemayim, the halacha follows the Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Gamliel and not Rishon Gamliel. Hadin Halach Per Haya Kairah.